Is Aisha Law Aoláil Podrick? St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day. And the direct translation is the feast day or the festival of St. Patrick. In fact, Féile, or as in Law Aoláil Podrick, is generally known as party time. There was a very big music festival called Féile, and I'm not too sure if we're actually arguing as to whether it's completely gone away or not. But it's the slight irony that the St. Patrick's festival, the week-long festival taking place, actually is a little closer in spirit to the original than, well, what an awful lot of people in my childhood had. St. Patrick's Day used to be a very dour affair. You'd go off to Mass, you'd get your badge, and then the badge would be literally a ribbon with a shamrock printed on it, or the rosettes type thing that you see in an awful lot of political campaigns, or the purists have the sprig of fresh shamrock. I must actually find out if the shamrock survived the frost last night. But then that was it. It was a bank holiday, or a public holiday for those of you who don't have the strange Irish or English isms. And that was about it. It wasn't a big deal. New York made a big deal out of it. Boston made a big deal out of it. Chicago made a big deal out of it. There was no such thing as green beer. I think the Shamrock Shakes came into Ireland in my lifetime. And I'll be honest, I like them. They taste nice. They're silly, but they taste nice. And yes, mint ice cream is very popular. There wasn't really a big hubbub. Bacon and cabbage, not corned beef and cabbage, folks, bacon and cabbage, while it was a traditional dish served up on St. Patrick's Day, it was not that unusual to have it any other time of the year. In fact, the closest we came to a celebratory food in our house was either a green or an orange jelly being used in a trifle. Yeah, not exactly an amazing feast, but there you go. Now, oh, wow, the amount of St. Patrick's Day, and I use the term advisedly, crap out there is amazing. It's slightly odd. I still think that St. Patrick's Day isn't celebrated the same way in Ireland at home as it is everywhere else. Certain assumptions are being made. I mean, my plans for today is to actually go and see a Roman encampment. Don't ask. I still have to actually get the full details of where they're setting up in Cashel, but friends of mine are doing it. I'd like to find out what's going on, how it works out, take a lot of photos, which will appear in the blog, and then toddle back home where I'm having a non-St. Patrick's Day type feast. Yeah. And okay, I might get something green for today. I'm thinking broccoli. But not going to be doing the way everybody thinks we celebrate it in Ireland. Am I going to see a parade? Well, yeah, there's one in the local village in about an hour's time. So I probably will walk up to that, and then when the traffic's clear, make my way out. But it's fun. I actually do like the parades. It is a bit of fun. It's a bit of wonder. Personally, I never really went for traditional Irish music. Give me the more rockier, poppier, electronic ends of stuff. Irish R&B, well, considering I like nerdcore, yeah, even Irish rap works, but not the traditional diddly-eye stuff. Okay, that's one Irishman's opinion. I'm sure an audio boo you're going to be getting, ooh, at least another 50, 60, 90, 100, thousands, millions. But happy St. Patrick's Day, Law Aoláil Podrick. Take care.